From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian warplanes have continued bombing targets in Syria. The Kremlin says its planes targeted what it called terrorist organizations, amid reports that it has intensified attacks on rebel strongholds. The attacks came just a few hours before a truce brokered by the United States and Russia is scheduled to take effect at 22 hours UTC. The Syrian opposition's umbrella group, the High Negotiations Committee, said in a statement that 97 groups have committed to observing the ceasefire, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charged that Russia has accelerated its attacks on rebels opposed to the Assad government. Iran's interior minister has extended the voting in elections for the country's parliament and general assembly. The ministry said that people were still waiting in line to vote. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, it's the first election since Iran reached a nuclear deal with six world powers.
State TV showed voters across Iran giving their reasons for their choices. A man with a young child said he was voting for his children's future, while an older woman said she wanted to foil Iran's enemies who are plotting against the country. A correspondent for Iran's Al Alam TV at a major Tehran polling station said turnout was beyond expectations and that long lines of voters had shown up to express their support for their country and its Islamic system. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has won the endorsement of one of his former rivals, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who says Trump has the best chance to win the November election. Christie's announcement Friday made him the first major party figure to endorse the billionaire real estate mogul. Speaking at a news conference in Texas ahead of a Trump rally, Christie said that the billionaire has the best chance of beating Democrat Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. The endorsement could give Trump a boost ahead of next week's crucial Super Tuesday nominating contests, in which 12 states hold primaries or caucuses. The International Football Federation has elected Gianni Infantino as its new president at a Congress in Zurich. As Henry Ridgewell reports from London, the 45-year-old Infantino has promised to reorganize world football's scandal-tainted governing body.
Gianni Infantino won with a majority in the second round of voting, gaining 115 votes from the representatives of 209 nations. He pledged to rebuild the scandal-hit organization.
I want to work with all of you together, with all of you, in order to restore and rebuild a new era in FIFA, a new era in FIFA where we can put again football in the center of the stage.
Gianni Infantino faces the task of restoring the image of a body that has become a byword for corruption. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. economy grew at a faster-than-first-thought rate at the end of last year, although growth was still disappointingly slow. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says that 2015's fourth quarter saw the gross domestic product expand at a 1% annual rate. Experts initially put the GDP growth at 0.7%. The estimate on Friday is a routine revision. A White House economic advisor says that growth faltered late in the year because of falling oil prices cutting investment in that sector and global demand for U.S. exports slowed. And a new study says that those who are obese and overweight among young adults have worse memories than those who are thin. Researchers from the University of Cambridge found that higher body mass index is associated with poorer performance on a test of episodic memory. The scientists said while this study was small in size, other studies have shown that higher body weight affects both brain structure and the ability to perform cognitive tasks well, particularly decision-making, problem-solving, and emotional control. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.